You've heard of the food pyramid, right?
I can see the picture of the food pyramid. I think it's how much of each type of food you're supposed to eat.
The food pyramid is like non-existent in my day-to-day reality.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what the point of the food pyramid was.
The pyramid is a visual tool that the United States Department of Agriculture created in the 1990s to help people know what to eat. The USDA has advised people about nutrition for a long time. Throughout the past century, nutritional advice was generally a message to eat more food and a wider variety of food. And eventually, people did eat more food, too much food, and overeating and chronic disease became a problem. In the late 1960s and early 70s, the message about nutrition changed. The government said, scale back, eat less, and this caused an uproar, and it still does.
Food companies are upset about it because they don't want the government telling people to eat less of the products that they manufacture.
That's Marion Nessel. She's a professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at New York University. She also wrote the book, Food Politics.
This is health conflicting with business interests, basically. And since food companies, among other corporations, fund election campaigns, elected leaders need to listen to them. And since elected leaders control what goes on in federal agencies need to listen to elected leaders. That's how our political system works.
Here's what happens from that trickle-down effect. Corporations influence the food pyramid, so the pyramid's wording of what and how much you should eat gets watered down and unspecific so as not to offend food companies. Here's Nessel again.
We don't have an independent voice in the government advising the public about diet and health because if the government were to advise the public about diet and health, it would have to tell people to eat less junk food, and it can't do that. Because the companies that produce junk food wouldn't stand for it.
It's not only junk food companies that freak out about what the government says you should eat. The meat industry threw a fit when the pyramid was going to be released in 1991. The pyramid said those awful, hurtful words about meat. Eat less. So the USDA yanked the pyramid, tweaked it ever so slightly, and then re-released it the next year. The food industry made a lot of squawk about the pyramid. You have to wonder what kind of pressure that had on the USDA. Jackie Haven is a USDA nutritionist.
There's really nothing I have to say on that issue. I don't feel we had pressure from anybody. And can we move on to something else?
Okay, so she wouldn't say much. But you have to wonder if the USDA had a conflict of interest here. Their key job is to promote agriculture in the marketplace, and yet they tell us what we should eat. Marion Nessel says the USDA does have a conflict of interest.
Its main function is to sell more products, not less. It's the fox guarding the chickens. Certainly not a place where you have independent advice about what to eat.
The USDA created the new MyPyramid.gov in 2005. They call it an interactive food guidance system. About the only way you can get to it is online. You punch in your age, weight, and height, and you also type in how physically active you are each day. Then it spits out a personalized plan. My pyramid plan said that every day I should eat about 7 ounces of grains, 3 cups of veggies, 2 cups of fruit, 3 cups of milk, and 6 ounces of meat and beans. I don't know how to translate that information. I mean, I don't really measure my apples in cups. And 3 cups of milk? The new My Pyramid's wording is delicate. It says things like, most meat and poultry choices should be lean or low fat. Include this, choose that. Not very specific suggestions. Marion Nessel says there's no evidence that the public understands the original pyramid, and she says even fewer people understand the new My Pyramid. The food pyramid has always been controversial. Its stated purpose is to help us eat healthier. The political reality is that pressure from the food industry makes it very difficult for the pyramid to clearly say what is really best for our health. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.